This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Scott Hanna back live at On Location, Steele, North Dakota, exit 200, I-94 for the opening of the Auction Center of North America. We're actually in an auction truck doing the show today, following the auction, and talking about what you want to talk about. Of course, the Talk Radio Town Hall this hour. We have it every Wednesday. It is a real treasure for you, the citizens of North Dakota, the voters of North Dakota, to have access like this every single week. Ask anything you like of Congressman Kevin Cramer. It's gained attention in Congress because nobody else does this. So he's received accolades for being the member of Congress that has done the most town halls, and we do it every single week right here on What's on Your Mind on four radio stations, KFIRE 550, AM 1100 The Flag, KTGO, and KLTC. But, Kevin, we've never done one while an auction is happening all the way around us. So how about that? Welcome back.
Form of capitalism there is, because it is where you find true price discovery, willing buyer, willing seller, and the price is discovered by, you know, the true value.
Very true.
I love auctions.
It is great. So we crank up with another hour. We have a special guest to start this hour. It's going to join us for a few minutes to talk about a story that is becoming a national and international story, more so than one that's happening in our backyard here, and that's Jack Girard, the president and CEO of the American Petroleum Institute. Jack, nice to have you back. How are you?
Terrific, Scott. Thanks for having me on. It's always good to be on with Congressman Cramer as well. We thank him for his leadership nationally.
And what I thought we could do today, Kevin, with your special guest here, is just get a little bit of the perspective of the potential impacts from all of this on future development and the importance of pipelines in this particular situation. And obviously, a lot of this situation deals with relations with the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. And I wanted to start with a comment that was made yesterday by Dave Archambault, the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe at the United Nations. He was there as part of this gathering that's going on of world leaders and a human rights panel. Here's what he had to say, and Jack, if you don't mind, I'd like you to respond to this. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
I'm here because oil companies are causing the deliberate destruction of our sacred places and burials. Dakota Access Pipeline wants to build an oil pipeline under the river that is the source of our nation's drinking water. This pipeline threatens our communities, the river, and the earth. Our nation is working to protect our waters and our sacred places for the benefit of our children not yet born. But the oil companies and the government of the United States have failed to respect our sovereign rights.
All right, so let's stop there. There's more, but I want to give you a chance to respond, because there's a lot there to respond to. For one, it starts with oil companies are deliberately destroying our sacred sites. He's saying that from the podium of the United Nations. Your response?
Do you want me to go first, Scott? This is Jack.
I do. Yep.
Okay, please. Sure. Well, first of all, thanks for having us on. And the challenge here as we work through this situation, I think, is to first point out that there, of course, are many pipelines that go across the country. Infrastructure is a critical part of what we do. Let me just say, in representing the oil and natural gas industry, we would never intend to deliberately hurt anyone, particularly their heritage. We have long-standing relationships with many in the Native American community, and many are producers of energy from their lands as well. We've worked with them for many years. So our hope is, as we deal with this particular situation, that we take the temperature down. We sit as human beings who respect one another across the table. We resolve these matters, and we move forward. I don't think it helps to inflame that at all at this time. I think we need to look at the reality of energy, what it means to North Dakota, what it means to the country, and more specifically, the particular needs of infrastructure to be able to move that product. It's not unlike other commodities like wheat. If we want bread in Chicago, if we want bread in New York City, we're going to have to move some of that North Dakota wheat to get it to those areas and those marketplaces. And oil's the same way. We've been perhaps taking for granted the low cost of gasoline today, and that's because we've been able to produce a lot of that Bakken crude and move it to the marketplace. So I'm hopeful there's less politics involved here, less impugning each other's motives, and a little more intent to sit down and try to find common ground for both.
Kevin, what was your reaction to that?
Well, this is the first time I've heard it. I hope Dave regrets using that word intentionally harm. I mean, I've never met an oil company yet that didn't set out to intentionally. Well, let me back up. I don't understand what the incentive would be for an oil company to intentionally harm water or land or sacred sites. That to me, that violates just basic common sense, even rational self-interest. There's no self-interest in doing that. So, but I hope he regrets that terminology. And knowing Dave as well as I do, I can't imagine that that's what he intended to say, but who knows. And I would also point out, and I appreciate Jack joining us today, and I would hope maybe, and I'd certainly welcome the chairman to join us on a future town hall, maybe even next week, Scott. So if you'd reach out to him, I'd sure welcome that opportunity and share the time with him. But yeah, that was unfortunate. But it was also a little confusing because he went from that to, destroying the drinking water to not honoring our sovereignty. And I think that's a lot of stuff in one sense, because I don't know that – I think the sovereignty issue is a little bit of the challenge here, the government-to-government relationship, even having talked now to people in the administration, the consultation process, which, as you know, the judge said was thorough, and yet some are saying, well, it's more of a, checking it off, checking the blanks type of thing. I think that's a reasonable discussion to have with regard to sovereignty and government-to-government consultation, what form that actually needs to take going forward. But making it retroactive, I think, is a problem. A prospective discussion, I think, is healthy.
Jack, here's what concerns
Scott,
me. Go ahead.
Scott, I'm just going to add to that. I think Congressman said it well, but there's an important distinction here I think we need to make, and as the Congressman's well said, and it's gotten unfortunately confused, I think, frankly, because of some of the administration's actions here, between the local pipeline situation and some of the concerns that the Sues and David and others have expressed, versus this broader conversation about things like rule of law. We're now at the point of where we've got to look closely at the precedence that's being set here. We can deal with those local challenges, but you do have some that try to seize on some of these concerns and take it to a different place. You know, the broader conversations, the need to change public policy generally for lots of other reasons, nobody disputes that if that's what the conversation should be. But those conversations and concerns should not get pulled back into an individual project where you've got permits, you've got a judge that says, to the congressman's point, that all the I's have been dotted, the T's have been crossed, and yet you have an administration that makes a judgment that says, well, okay, but we're not going to honor that. That's the problem here. We got to get above this to say, wait a minute, the United States is somewhat unique in the world in that we honor the rule of law. We need to get back to that and recognize that we all have processes we go through, but once those are met, then we honor the commitments we've made, either as a government and protecting it, because that same principle applies, I believe, to some of the things that David has raised, a fairness, a balance, not changing the rules in the middle of the game. And unfortunately, that's what's happened here.
All right, we have about a minute and a half left, but I do want to get to this point. I'm more worried, honestly, about the next project than I am about this, because, Dakota Access, in my mind, has not done a good enough job sort of defending their position in all this and being out front and explaining this. You, as a representative of the industry, probably in a better position to do this. Who in their right mind would invest $3.8 billion, follow every rule of a state of North Dakota and a U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and then not know, to your point on this rule of law, what's going to happen as a result? What do you see as the impact of what's happened here on future projects?
Well, Scott, I think that's what's most problematic, and I don't want to take the congressman's time, so I want to be brief here, but the real problem here, once again, is the precedent, the lack of honoring the rule of law. There was a recent study done that shows we could invest, as the private sector, the oil and gas industry, $1.1 trillion, that's a T, $1.1 trillion in building new infrastructure in this country over the next 10 to 11 years. when you create this much, when you create such arbitrary decisions, you bring that all into question. And it's bigger than pipelines. It plays into bridges, to roads, to construction generally that might be considered public works projects or infrastructure projects. So the chilling effect here is very significant. And it suggests that we're not going to honor the rule of law, and therefore we could potentially call any of these projects into question. I'm very confident that the North Dakotans look at this and point out, you look, folks, we've gone a step too far here. We support infrastructure. 82% of the American public supports building infrastructure. But these sorts of arbitrary actions changing the rules in the middle of the game have a chilling effect well beyond this pipeline, and that's what's most disconcerting about what's taking place.
Be very afraid, folks, no doubt about it. Jack Girard, President and CEO of the American Petroleum Institute, thank you for your time today. Congressman Kramer will continue till the top of the hour. Your calls welcome on What's on Your Mind in Steele, North Dakota. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hey, Big Ben, Rubber Duck here. What's your 1020?
Howdy, Rubber Duck. Headed from California to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables to in Bismarck with a factory-authorized truck loaded with Hot Spring Spas. Yeah, Rubber Duck, this is a real deal. One truck per dealer per year, and you don't want to miss it. This weekend only, we have 16 Hot Spring Spas priced factory direct to you. The savings are huge, or take advantage of the Ace Saltwater system or a wireless music system for free. When the truck's gone, so are the deals. Ends 5 p.m. Sunday. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in front of Sam's Club in Bismarck, or call us at 844-200-SPA.
That's a Big 10-4.
When it's time to fill up, you have a lot of choices. My choice, every time, PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. That's right. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better from the shadow of the Capitol, Bismarck Mandan locations, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, Dilworth, into Minnesota, Bemidji. They're down in Wahpeton, they're in Castleton, a growing number of locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Stop in for the best deals all day long, too, like the 4-for-4 special is the best, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink of your choice, and two cookies of your choice, four items, $4 all day, every day. Or take advantage of the great September specials like Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99, Kellogg's Cheez-Its for 79 cents, Giant Sunflower Seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39 each. Don't forget the PetroServe USA $50,000 giveaway. New winners every single week, so come on in and get registered at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel Building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So we are live in Steele, North Dakota today on What's on Your Mind, and we're actually in the auction trailer right now, and I'm live on Facebook too, Todd, if you want to
send me out one of those cute little like buttons or something. You can do that, but I'm actually showing what's
going on. Should I click love to make you feel even better?
Yeah, would you do a love? Do a love or two and, there you go. As well, yep. And
well, I think you can only do one.
Not for me, but for Congressman Kevin Cramer, you could do the love thing. But the auction trailer, I got a view on both sides here. I'm kind of showing it on Facebook now, the stuff that is that's going here. And there's a lot of folks out there that are doing a little auctioning and checking out some of the equipment. So it's kind of fun. But it's the first time that's we've done one of these kind of programs. So it's, radio history on What's on Your Mind. We're once again live and on location from Steele, North Dakota. Oh, we just had a crash of my camera. You know, if you could make a selfie stick that actually worked, or a stand, I think you'd be a zillionaire. But they're
there's
all
probably somebody in Steele that could figure that out.
I think there is, actually, yeah. That we need to find somebody in Steele to do that. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall is here. And your questions or comments are welcome at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550 to ask Congressman Cramer a question. We have someone here that actually popped up in the trailer and said, is Congressman Cramer on yet? Could I ask a question? I said, all right, fine, sure. You'll be the first person to ask a question. Sir, what is your name?
Fred.
What is your name?
Fred.
Fred, where are you from, Fred?
From Wing.
I know you, Fred. You called the radio show before.
Fred from Wing.
Hey, Fred, Wing. Fred.
Hey. Yeah. Down in Steele doing a little bit of getting some parts and went to the auction and saw the trailer and I got a thumbs up, so I came in here. I just was going to ask Congressman a question. What's the deal with this internet thing on October 2nd that everybody's talking about?
Yeah, interesting question. It's sort of hanging things up in Washington right now. It's such a big deal. This is the ICANN. It's called ICANN. ICANN is an organization that controls. I hesitate to use the word control, but has oversight of the Internet of Things, if you will. What this is about, Fred, is this is the transferring of the Internet oversight from the United States to a more global body, and it doesn't sound quite as devious as it sounds when I just say it like that, but it is of great concern to many people that this Internet that was invented in the United States, that's been perfected in the United States, that the United States largely controls, that we'd be considering turning it over to it's more of a private sector stakeholder group, not the United Nations or something like that. But so that's what it's about. That's about that transfer is to happen unless short of some sort of stoppage, and so there's legislation in the works to try to modify that or stop it or varying opinions on it. So but that's what it's all about. It's worth paying close attention to, and we'll see what happens here in the course of the next couple of weeks.
Can I answer your question there, Fred?
Yes, and all this global stuff that's happening all the time, mm-hmm. Congressman. With all this global stuff that's happening, now we got Archambault talking to the United Nations. It's kind of scary when you see global things like this right in our state affecting us and the Internet and all that. So I just wanted to voice my concerns.
Yeah, no, thank Fred, thank you, Fred, for that. Because actually that was one of the notes I jotted down when I listened to that little clip. The whole idea that we would acquiesce once again American interests and American enterprise to global interests is problematic, and that is why the accord, the Paris Accord on climate change, all these other things that this president, the president spoke to the United Nations yesterday once again on a sort of an American apology speech, and then acts like he's king of the world. He just has this great desire, it seems, to acquiesce our authority to global interests. And I admit as well that, that the chairman going to Switzerland, I love the guy, but I'm relatively certain he didn't swim there. In other words, he used jet fuel probably to get there, would go and make some sort of inflammatory comments to a global entity that, frankly, I don't think most Americans are interested in turning our environmental policy, our economic policy, and our internet policy over to any sort of global interest. This is what, to a great degree, what the current presidential campaign is all about. I submit to you it's the main reason Donald Trump defeated 16 quality Republican opponents in the primary process is over this fundamental issue of turning our interests over to global interests.
Fred, nice of you to pop by, my man, and I hope you buy something today, okay?
Okay.
Calling.
Yeah, want to go for a ride. Good to see you. Fred, thanks. More of your calls, questions, comments, welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let me get a couple of texts in here. You can text Todd with your questions or comments at 701-226-8503. Is this Dave that you're talking about, the one that represents Standing Rock, does he also have the gas station? I think we should cut them off and not bring any gas down to his stations. We'll see if they like that. I've heard that before, that Chairman Archibald is part of a convenience store, gas station down by Cannonball, Kevin. But this, I guess, goes to this point of this hypocrisy, right, of somehow on one hand not wanting pipelines, but at the same time using the products.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an important fact to point out from time to time, as I just did. I did a thing of, last week, an hour on NPR with the guy that was on from Madrid, advocating for policies more like China has. I mean, it's a bizarre stuff that happens. I think it's worth pointing out from time to time, because I oftentimes think that these discussions become very theoretical, and they're very romantic when you put them in a theoretical context. But when you bring them to the reality, and sometimes you point out perhaps an extreme situation to make the point, the context can change the argument a little bit. Now, that said, I don't think people who own gas stations or flying airplanes aren't allowed to have opinions about environmental policy that call for cleaner energy and things like that. But it also, at the same time, I think we have to. It's a little bit like people complaining about the farm bill with their mouth full. You get a lot of that. So you gotta put it in proper context, and it's worth having the debate.
Next text, and about a minute for your answer. Ask Congressman Kramer to explain what it means to be a sovereign nation. Would that nation be part of America or not?
Yeah, great question, because sovereign sometimes is confused for foreign, and that's not the same thing. We have 50 sovereign United States. When I think of a sovereign nation in terms of a tribal nation, I don't think of them as a foreign government, and they aren't, because their members get to vote for the United States congressman from North Dakota. They get to vote for the senator and the governor and county commissioners and on and on. So they're not sovereign in that sense. They're sovereign, like I said, the way a state is sovereign, but they're not foreign. And, we don't give them foreign aid, for example. Their citizens are citizens of the United States. So sovereign means a certain level of respect and government-to-government respect, but it does not mean you're exempt from federal law. Oh, and that would be obvious in the sense that, Native American people serve in our United States military at a much higher, in fact, at the highest rate, the highest percentage of any ethnic group in the United States of America. They're very important people. They're very important citizens of our country, and very patriotic citizens of our country. We just disagree on certain things, but that's sovereign to me. It's not foreign.
I had a conversation with Ken Hall of the MHA Nation yesterday about this at the Petroleum Council annual meeting, and his definition of what should be required, I want to play for you in a clip coming up, too. More after this.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week, Don Mosman, MDSC Training Director, discusses how to best prepare for an active shooter or violent event.
The very first step is to know where you are. And the best way to do that is to conduct a security assessment so that you can find out, how are my emergency response plans? And have I prepared adequately? Do I know what the police department's going to do when they get here? Do I know what the fire department's going to do? Have I coordinated with them? Do I have an evacuation plan for my building? Where am I going to take my people? Of course, you have all of the aspects of inside the building itself. What type of alarm system do we have inside? What kind of a notification system do we have? There's a lot of elements that come into play.
For more emergency planning tips and resources, go to www.ndsc.org/home-and-community.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
I'm in Steele, North Dakota today, right along I-94, about the closest I've ever done a radio broadcast from I-94, because I can about reach out and touch it, right behind a couple of John Deere combines. It'll be auctioned here a little later on at the new Auction Center of North America for Pfeiffer's Auction and Realty in Steele, North Dakota. They started at 10 with some smaller ag equipment, and they're a little ahead of schedule, and so they'll be taking a break here in a little bit, and then at 11 they'll crank up with the next round. And then if you can't be here in Steele, you can go online to Pfeiffer's.com, get the app, and bid and go as you will, you know, bid as you go. Also, Kevin said, hey, just call us, and we'll happily take bids over the phone on items, call you when they're being bid on. That number is 701-238-5810. It's actually Kevin's cell phone for today, 701-238-5810 in Steele, North Dakota today. Brought to you in part by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better, and by MyPillow.com, the official pillow of What's On Your Mind. It's what puts Todd and I to sleep every night, so we can get up and put on a new program, and they have a great deal now. The 4-for-1 special, if you call 800-506-9028, you get 4 pillows for the price of 1. That's $160 savings. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Let's go to Mike in Minot. Question for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Mike. You're up.
It's a great pillow. Thank you for taking my call. Congressman Cramer, thank you for being so available to citizens of North Dakota.
Thank you.
I have a comment and a statement. I guess my statement is that my dealings with the Native American issues, and it's minimal, not much, we have something that we developed in the United States called reservations. And sometimes I think the American people think that that's where Native Americans are. And when they're talking about their sovereign nation, there is absolutely no border to that. It's in the wind, it's in the air, it's in the sky and the ground. And I believe that they truly feel that they have a right to be over there. I don't agree with them, but it's different than a reservation boundary. Do you have anything to think about that? Or?
Yeah, that's an interesting thought. I mean, the notion of sovereign nation even within the reservation boundaries is arguable in the historical context, to be honest with you. Yep. This is a tradition that is sort of built up over time. So you may be right. I haven't thought a lot about that, Mike, whether they view that sovereignty extends beyond the borders. I personally think of it as a reservation and sovereignty as a place, you know, with boundaries. But you're right. They may think of it differently. I don't know. It'd be an interesting discussion to have with Native leaders.
Yes. And my question is I asked this a while ago, and you were not available at the time. I receive this quarterly statement from Social Security or Medicare.
Okay.
I guess Medicare is the one that I called about. On the bottom ledger of that Medicare, you know, the Medicare page talks about our usage over the last quarter kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And at the bottom of that page, there's a section that is in Mandarin Chinese. And I'm wondering if we have farmed out some of our work to different countries to take care of our growing need for internet, computer work, those kinds of things. You know, it's not something you would need to answer today, but
I guess we'll check on it in a hurry. And I'm happy to. We'll get right on it. If we can get an answer before the end of the day, Mike, that'd be great. At the end of the show, that'd be great. If not, we'll try to answer it later. But you may be right. Maybe a signature of some sort of somebody that's doing the work, or it could be just to accommodate Chinese speaking Americans. But it would seem there'd be something in Spanish and other obviously other languages as well if that was the case.
Yeah, appreciate the call.
My concern is, you know, whether or not, you know, we have full employment in the United States.
Now you're raising a whole other issue. But you're right. If they're outsourcing this activity at the same time as we have the lowest workforce participation rate in over 40 years, that highlights a problem. It also highlights a bit of an immigration problem that I've talked about in the past, and that is our immigration policy, as liberal as it is, does not consider, for the most part, consider the skills or education or training that an immigrant would bring to our country to fulfill a job force need. And so consequently, our immigration policy is too arbitrary. But the other disconnect is what we're training people to do in this country through our education system doesn't always match. In fact, oftentimes doesn't match the job demands of our country, and we've got to get that corrected at a state-by-state level.
Yep. Appreciate the call, Mike. Thank you. Call again, 800-228-0550. Online listener Paul says, what's this auction about? I'm totally confused. So I'm not going to throw that question to Congressman Kramer, but I might throw it to Kevin Pfeiffer, who's just taking a little break here. You were ahead of schedule for round one there, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. We're at Pfeiffer's new facility and site here in Steele at Pfeiffer's Auction Center of North America. And we are just in the process of wrapping up some of the farm implements here and just taking a couple-minute break before we go with the live online bidding starting at 11 o'clock Central Time. And we're going to be getting into some of the bigger farm equipment, some of these newer model John Deere combines, and some of the construction equipment at 11 o'clock. Nice to have you here, and it's good to Congressman Kramer. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, Kevin. Thank you.
Yeah, good to have you on the show here today. Yeah, thank you. I know you stop by here frequently because you travel throughout North Dakota as well as anybody. You know this footprint pretty good. So next time you're through the area, stop in and see us here.
I've thought about it just the other day, so I will take you up on that, Kevin. In fact, I recently had a town hall right there at the Coffee Cup at Steele, and I had a great turnout.
Yeah, I heard I was in Coffee Cup the day after you were here, and they all appreciated you spending time. And it's kind of interesting. You walk into the Coffee Cup, and half the guys in there are wearing Make America Great Again hats.
I know the guy.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I sure do.
God bless them. I love it. You know, Russell Puppy says, smiling from heaven.
Yeah.
Right, Kevin, exactly right. All right, so the Auction Center of North America's very first auction is today. It's happening here. Of course, there's more to come at this facility. There'll be a grand opening next year that we look forward to being part of as well.
Yeah, thank you.
With this facility.
And the City of Steele's great, but it's more than that. It's really kind of a regional deal for our company. It really truly is the Auction Center of North America. This is going to be the hub for auctions in this part of the United States and Canada. It's not just equipment coming out of the Bakken in the oil fields and out of agriculture, but coming out of the Canadian provinces to the north here and all the states that are south of us and to the west and east. This truly is going to be America's auction center, and we invite everybody to come out to our upcoming auctions. We have this one here, and our next one will be in March here at this facility.
And 11 o'clock, the online auction. You can bid along with the app. You'll find it at Pfeiffer's.com. Or give Kevin a call at
701-238-5810. Go on to Pipers.com. You can bid online at 11 o'clock.
All right. Sounds good. If you're out here, stop by and say hi. We'd love to meet some of our fine listeners who even are hopping up in the trailer and asking questions of our guests today. So we love that. Thanks, Kevin.
Yep, thank you.
All right, let's go out to Rame, North Dakota. Next question for Congressman Kramer and Willard. You're up. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, my question is this. If we're having trouble with this pipeline and we can't move the oil, then why don't we shut down the oil wells on the reservations and not drill any more oil on there? Because if we can't move their oil, then that would be the smart thing to do.
Well, Willard, those are individual decisions made by companies who own, who are leasing the minerals and working with local landowners, and whether it's on the reservation or off the reservation, there's a lot of investment made that needs to be, that needs to get a return on it. So I suspect the companies have differing views on that, but you'd have to take that up with each individual company. But you've got an interesting point.
I think it is, because if you shut those oil wells down and said you weren't going to drill anymore, it'd take about 3 days, and this whole problem would be done.
Well, it might be done to the satisfaction of a tribe or two, but the problem with this situation, this protest, is it's gone well beyond North Dakota tribes.
Yeah, I know it. That's the sad
part.
But
you're making an interesting point. It's very effective, Willard.
Well, and I think that's one of the reasons that... if you look at this is where you wish everybody would just step back from the moment-to-moment rhetoric of this situation and take a look at, for instance, the unemployment rate. Standing Rock versus three affiliated tribes. Why? Why is one, it's less than 20% three affiliated tribes, and I've heard as high as 90 at Standing Rock. It's energy, isn't it, Kevin? It's jobs. It's recognizing, this resource can help these people provide for their families.
It's that, and then there's all the spin-off wealth and entrepreneurial opportunities and whatnot that create even more jobs, probably at Fort Berthold that aren't being generated down at Standing Rock.
Speaking of which, it's one of the interesting things, the dynamics between the MHA nation, where they have been pro-energy and own oil, right, and are pro-infrastructure and everything else, and their support monetarily and with buses and everything else of what's going on at Standing Rock. And I asked Ken Hall yesterday a little bit about that. Ken Hall is, of course, retiring soon from one of the councils at the three affiliated tribes. Listen to what he told me yesterday related to this situation. I want you to listen to what he is saying is missing from this and needs to be used going forward in these kind of negotiations between the tribes, the state, and in this case the federal government. Roll that, if you would.
Both of us, we can't speak for Standing Rock. Only their leadership can speak for their position and what took place as far as the process. So, but nonetheless, there hasn't been consent. Their consultation is one thing, but consent is a whole different subject. And then if you heard me in my speech, this is a new day when you're dealing with indigenous people on their land and resources, that you have to get, if any time you deal with their resources, you have to get their free, prior, informed consent.
Okay, so he's saying, I'll stop it there, but what he's essentially saying is, fine, go through the process, but until we say it's okay, you can't do this. Well, I mean, that's a new, I guess, piece that I've never heard of before.
It's a new standard, and I hadn't heard that. I've heard Davis referenced consent before, and to which I said, but this, if you have consent, you have full power. And the reason there are administrative agencies and congressmen and legislators and governors and courts is because we don't always have consensus, and so then somebody has to arbitrate that. The law is very clear about the consultation process, and the judge was very clear that the consultation process was followed.
But now a new requirement, a new standard emerges in the 11th hour of this one, which makes things very difficult. Hang on, Kevin. We'll chat more after the break. Tyler and Goodrich, Earl and Denver, Congressman Kevin Kramer. Don't go away. My friends at Polar Service Center, with two North Dakota locations, they're in Williston and Kildare, have an all-call for tank trailer technicians. If you're in this line of work, this is a great company. Gary, the regional manager, said, Scott, Here's my cell phone number. Please give it out on the radio. Let folks know. We'd love to have them come work for us. 701-495-3592. And they do on-the-job training. Gary, tell me more about that.
We have some real good guys that have been around the business for 30-some years. So we do on-job training. We do have some of our vendors that will come in, such as Titan, and give classes. We have Halidex vendors that come in, and they'll give break classes.
701-495-3592 is Gary's number. And when you call, ask about the benefit package. 401k match, great health care. Gary's wife is in the healthcare industry. She said, nobody offers this. Really good deal. 701-495-352, Polar Service Center, the nation's largest tank trailer manufacturer in North Dakota, needs tank trailer mechanics now.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt DeDuzer of Marion. The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, consists of 70 automated weather stations distributed among prime agricultural locations across North Dakota and border regions. The NDON Center is part of the NDSU Soil Science Department. The primary benefits of this weather station network is to develop an array of agricultural models. The models help producers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. These decisions help save producers both time and money. The NDON website provides current weather data necessary for the development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models. Log on to ndon.ndsu.nodac.edu to access this useful website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Alright, I don't know what's wrong with that. I'd like to hear that at a polka mass, but we do have a mini controversy that is brewing from last hour's program of someone wondering whether it is sacrilegious to have a polka mass because the music is not appropriate. But that one sounds appropriate to me, so we have our research team on it.
If you have a big stein of beer, it may be a little sacrilegious.
Yeah, we have our research team on it. I have calls and texts into Monsignor Schumacher and Dickinson, to Father Gross of Watford City. We're on it. Bishop Kagan, the Pope was on the other line, so he couldn't take our call, but we're definitely And Bishop Fulda was actually at a Polka Mass and didn't want to comment. So anyway, just we're working on it. We're going to get you. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here, our final segment of the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Hey, by the way, if you have experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center is looking for you. Our friends at Polar Service Center have been hiring folks 25, 30, 32 bucks an hour at great positions up there. And Kildare and Williston locations are a great company to work for, great benefits, 401k with match. You call great medical benefits and so much more, and great jobs. And any kind of experience you have with tank or trailer parts, they really right now need experienced parts counter specialists at both their Kildare and Williston locations. Call this number. Gary's waiting for you to call, 701-495-3592. That's 701-495-3592. Gary at Polar Service Center. Back to the phones and more of What's on Your Mind of the Talk Radio Town Hall as I try and maneuver the mouse while moving at the auction center of North America to our newest spot here in Steele, North Dakota, where a big auction is underway. Earl and Dent, that's who's next. Go ahead, Earl. You're up for Congressman Cramer.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Earl.
Congressman, it's a pleasure. It's kind of I'm Amy Klobuchar's favorite terrorist. I talked to Scott about 4 weeks ago and told him what happened to me. I have been questioning 26 so far congressmen and senators about the national debt. I, myself, am a concerned American that we are going to go into a total financial collapse. I want to know why we, as the government, keep spending money like drunken sailors. How can, if I have $20, I'd write you a check for $20,000. What's going to happen to me? I wanted to know why. Why are we continuing this and spending money? Nobody talks about this. You know, I think we call Trump's camp, and I'm a Trump guy because no way Hillary. But we have got to stop this. And I truly believe within the next 6 weeks, we're going to a financial collapse. And we may not have an election. That's my question. I would really like you to answer because nobody else will answer for me.
Yeah. So, the biggest, to answer your question directly, is it's a lack of political will. To understand it even more clearly, the fact that right now 2/3 of our entire budget is non-discretionary. It's mandatory spending. It's Medicare. It's Social Security. It's Obamacare. And so until Congress is willing to deal with that, and I will tell you that we have offered bills on the Republican side that have been rejected by the other side to deal with it because they don't have the political will to tackle Medicare, Social Security, and Obamacare because politically it always gets used against them. So right now, 2/3 of the budget is in that category. The discretionary side, we've actually cut a number of times to the point where we've actually reduced the deficit. But your point about debt is we can't, until we get the deficit to zero, we can't even start dealing with the debt. And we're fast approaching a time when interest on the debt is greater than the discretionary budget, much less the defense budget. So, and then let's throw defense in the middle of it at a time of war, and then you've got other demands as well. So it's really just fundamentally a lack of political will to do it.
Appreciate the call very much. I wanted to also ask you about something that happened this week, a new bill to ensure mutual civilian airport, National Guard relationships continue. Tell me what is important about that.
Representative Chairman Upton and I think there's one other co-sponsor, introduced that we'll bring it down to Fargo, for example. You know, the North Dakota National Guard has an impressive installation on the airport in Fargo, and the airport in Fargo, as per FAA rules, allows them to charge a nominal fee like $1 to be on their airport because of their aeronautical mission. The FAA does not recognize unmanned aerial systems or remote piloted aircraft missions as aeronautical, and so that's going to force the airport to charge market rate for having the military on the airport in Fargo as well as several other places. Well, our bill simply redefines and makes it clear to the FAA that you have to keep up with modern technology, and that an airman flying an aircraft or doing a reconnaissance mission in Fargo over Afghanistan is still an aeronautical mission. Otherwise, we're going to break the military, and we're going to force the FAA and force airports like Hector to charge market rates. You might drive the military right off of the airport and then miss out on the ancillary benefits that they get from having the Air Force on a civilian airport.
All right.
That's the last night voice vote, as a matter of fact. It was unanimous. Both sides supported it.
That's because it's taxpayer-friendly and mission-appropriate, as
you
said.
That's it.
Right there from the floor of the Senate.
Yeah.
All right, this is going to be the shortest question and quickest answer ever. Paul Amanda, and last one for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Paul.
Real quickly, the Sakakawea Pipeline Company is a joint venture with Paradigm Energy Partners, which would have built the pipeline underneath Lake Sakakawea. The three affiliated tribes consented to the easement for the portion and invested into the project.
Right.
So what I'd like to understand is, why is it okay for them to say, hey, let's protest oil, because they've also given the thumbs up to the DAPL protest? Isn't that a little bit of the pot calling the kettle black?
In 10
well,
seconds or less, your answer is...
Illustrative of the fact that this issue has been taken over by interests outside of North Dakota.
Yeah, that's what everybody needs to realize. This is green extremists imported from all over the country. Absolutely. Another wrap for Live from Pipers and Steel. Stop and see us. Congressman Kramer, thank you. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Hey, Big Ben. Rubber Duck here. What's your 1020?
Howdy, Rubber Duck. Heading from California to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Bismarck with a factory-authorized truck loaded with Hot Spring Spas. Yeah, Rubber Duck, this is the real deal. One truck per dealer per year, and you don't want to miss it. This weekend only, we have 16 Hot Spring Spas priced factory direct to you. The savings are huge. Or take advantage of the Ace Saltwater System or a wireless music system for free. When the truck's gone, so are the deals. Ends 5 p.m. Sunday. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in front of Sam's Club in Bismarck. Or call us at 844-200-SPOT.
That's Big Ten 4.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.